Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Vav. We are holding on the top of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We are at Mesveh, the second line from the top of the page on Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children and Le'ili Nishmas' mother, Golda Bar Simcha La'ashalom L'shamash Avnaliyah. It's also sponsored by Avishai Newman, Le'ili Nishmas, his uncle, Meir Ben Mendel, who was just nifted last week, L'shamash Avnaliyah. It is also sponsored by Misha Feldman for a full and speedy Refuah Shleimer for Golda Shavcha Devora Bas Naomi Dina. She should have Refuah Shleimer B'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. And we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding, as I mentioned, on the second line on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and the entire Amud Aleph is going to be working on challenging Abaye. What we concluded yesterday, we were in the sugya of Yados, of whether Yad works, Yadayim Shein Mechichos works for Nedarim or not, and we tried to bring a raya from a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim by Gittin. Does Yadayim Shein Mechichos work? And then the Amoraim said, both Abaye and Rava said, no, the machlokas by Gittin has nothing to do with us. All of the Tanaim by Gittin are going to agree with me. So one of the statements is Abaye saying that everyone agrees that Yadayim Shein Mechichos Havyon Yadayim, that it does work for Nedarim. It's only by Gittin that there's a machlokas, where there's a requirement of krisos, but over here, everybody agrees. All Tanayim are going to agree, says Abaye, that Yadayim Shein Mechichos works. So on Amud Aleph, we're going to challenge that statement. Really? Does everybody agree Yadayim Shein Mechichos works? So we're going to have two different challenges to Abaye's understanding that Kuli Alma Lo Pligi in the Tanayim, that Yadayim Shein Mechichos works. Then on Amud Beis, we're going to start a series of Shailas that Rav Papa has about Yadayim outside of the areas of Hilchos Nedarim. We're going to get the first two in today's daf. The first Shaila is going to be, does Yadayim apply to Kiddushin? What if you don't say the full Lashon of Harei Am Mekudesh Asli B'tavah Zoh Kedas Moshe V'Yisrael? But you say something that's Yadayim, say a partial statement. So does that work when it comes to Kiddushin? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, and what about Yadayim for Peya? Instead of declaring, this corner of my field is Peya, you say something else. You say some sort of modified Lashon, or you say less than the full Lashon of Peya. Does that work? Does a Yad work when it comes to Peya? And then Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf will already have, what about a Yad Litzdaka? That you make a commitment to Tzedaka without explicitly saying that you're giving exactly what you're doing. So let's begin. Again, we're holding up the second line of the page on Daf of Amud Aleph at Mesveh. So the Gemara is going to challenge the sheet of Abaye, who says that there is no Tana that holds that Yadayim Shein Mechichos lo havyon Yadayim. All of them hold Yadayim Shein Mechichos havyon Yadayim. So Mesveh, let's say a person has, the Brisa tells us, let's say a person has something in front of him, a loaf of bread, let's say, Hareyu Olai, and he says Hareyu Olai, or he says Harei Ze Olai, but that's not very explicit in terms of what he means. This is on me, it is on me, so Aser, that kikar is Aser, Mimreishu Yad Lekarban, because that Lashon is enough of a Lashon to serve as a Yad for a Karban, because when you're Misnadev a Karban, you say Hareyu, and you use such a Lashon of Yad Hareyu Alai, Hareza Alai, so by Kikar, that's Munach Lefanav, and you say Hareyu Alai, Hareza Alai, that's enough to be Matfis the Kikar in a Karban. It's as if you said Hareyu Alai Ki Korban, meaning it's a type of neder where you're saying that this should be asr to me, like a korban becomes asr to me, because you're using the exact lashon that you would use had you been mafresh an animal for a korban. It just happens to not be an animal in front of you, it's a loaf of bread, and therefore it's like a neder that you're saying it's like a korban. So taima to amar alai, but it sounds like the only reason that it works is because you didn't just say harei hu, you added the word alai, hu to asr. That's why that kikar becomes asr, avalo amar alai. But if you just said harehu, then lo, then it would not become aser. So even though the lashon of harehu without a lie is also yad the karban, but nevertheless the neder is not going to be chal, and must be because harehu alone is a yadayim shein mechichos, because it's not so clear that you mean to aser the item on yourself, and yadayim shein mechichos is lo havyon yadayim. So you see that the reason harehu doesn't work, it didn't say explicitly harehu doesn't work. It said Harehu Alai does work. We were medayek that therefore Harehu does not work. but harehu is yadayim shenu mechichos, and according to Abaye, yadayim shenu mechichos, according to all Tanaim, havyun yadayim should be enough to be matvis in the nether, to make the nether operative. So Tiyufta da Abaye, isn't this a Tiyufta on Abaye who said that that Yadayim Shein Mechichos Havin Yadayim according to every Shita in Tanaim? Say, answer Gemara, no. Amalach Abaye, Abaye will answer that maybe the Diyuk is a little bit different. Maybe the Diyuk that we made is incorrect. Taima da Amar Alayhu da Aser. The reason that it's Aser is because you said Harehu Alay. Aval Amar Harehu, but if you said Harehu V'lo amar alai, and you didn't say alai, it could mean harehu dehefker. It could mean that what you're trying to say about this kikar is that you're declaring it as hefker. Harehu ditzdaka kamar. It could be that you're saying that it should be tzedaka. So there's no reason to assume that you mean to be taking a neder more than an assumption that you mean to be making something hefker. So that is not even yadayim shenu mechichos. Yadayim shenu mechichos is that it sounds like a neder, but it's not muchrach that it's a neder. Yadayim mechichos is not only does it sound like a neder, it's pretty compelling that it's a neder. It's like a 98% chance that what you mean is a neder. But when it could really go either way, and there's no hechrich one way or the other, there's nothing to even be nota one way or the other, it could really go either way, that's not even yadayim. So this doesn't even rise to the level of yadayim. So essentially what Abaye is answering is that the diuk is correct. We said harehu alai is aser, and the diuk that we made, oh, so if you say harehu without alai, then it's going to be mutter. But your assumption about the status of harehu without alai is incorrect. You assume that harehu without alai is yadayim shenu mechichos. No, harehu without alai is a zero. It's not yadayim at all. And that's why it's not going to be aser. The Mefarish writes over here that harehu or harezeh is kilu, it's yadayim mechichos, that it's for hefker tzedakah. Meaning not only is it not yadayim shenu mechichos, that it's a neder, yadayim shenu mechichos would mean that you're nota a little bit that it's a neder. It's kilu that it's yadayim mechichos that you mean to make it hefker, or that you mean to give it as tzedakah. The Shittim Gretz explains, because in order to be mashlim, meaning what would the full sentence be if you wanted to make something tzedakah, or if you wanted to make something hefker? You would say, harehu hefker, harehu tzedakah. And if you wanted to take something as a neder, you would have to say harehu alai karban or ki karban. It should be alai ki karban. So if, from making it hefker or making it tzedakah, you're missing only one word. From making it a karban, you're missing two words. So it would involve filling in more words to make it a neder. And that's why, says the Mefarish, it's kilu yav yadayim mechichos, that you must mean hefker, you must mean tzedakah, you must mean something that only fills in, that you only need to fill in one extra word. So that's how Abaye defends himself. Says the Gemara, I don't know, v'mipnei shu yad l'karban katani. It doesn't say mipnei shu yad l'neder, meaning when it says that if a person says hare ze alai, or hare hu alai, it's aser, the Braisa explained mipnei shu yad l'karban, because it's a yad l'karban, not that mipnei shu yad l'neder. So the Braisa means to say that the derech of people who are misnadiv karbanos with the lashon of yad is to say harehu or harezeh. So these lashonos are a yad for someone who's misnadiv a karban. So this guy who's asering this loaf of bread with these very same lashonos is matvis the kikar in a karban. He's saying that it should be asur to him like a karban, and the neder is going to be chal. So the Gemara is asking, so if that's the case, you can't be medayik from the Braisa that without the word alai, maybe you meant harehu dehefker, harehu tzedakah, because it's mefurish in the Braisa that these lashonos are yad the karban. And even though the Braisa is talking about a case where you did say alai, the word alai is not really part of the yad, because someone who's no dave with the full lashon says harehu karban, harezeh korban. He doesn't actually use the word alai. So the only reason it mentions the word alai is to make the harehu into a yad mochiach. And without that, the ned is not going to be chal. So you see that yadayim sheinu mochichos are lo avin yadayim, not like abaye. Meaning, so we're back to the kasha on abaye because by saying neshu yad the korban, it's indicating that we're using lashonos that are associated with korban, and therefore, if you fall short of the lashon that's mentioned, it's yadayim sheinu mochichos. And nevertheless, you see yadayim sheinu mochichos lo avin yadayim. So ella emos says no. Here's how you would explain the brisa according to Abaye. Taima da amar alai. The reason that it's aser is because you say a lie. Who aser v'chaveru mutter? The only reason that it's aser for that kikar is aser for you and it's mutter for other people is only because you said the word a lie. Aval amar harehu. But if you were to say the word harehu without the word a lie, then shnei asurin. Then both you and other people would be aser in that kikar because yadayim shenu mochichos or havin yadayim, and we should therefore explain it in the most chamardik way. Maybe what you really meant to say is that it's hektish and you're asking that kikar on everybody, just like any item of hektish is usher to the whole world. It's not only usher to yourself. So Abaye is saying that you're making the wrong diuk from the brisa. You wanted to make the brisa said that if you say harehu alai, it's usher. So we wanted to make a diuk that says, oh, if you say harehu, then it's going to be mutter. Must be because yadayim sheinu mechichos alo avin yadayim. Saying no, it's only because you say a lie that the yisur is limited to you. But had you said harei hu, then the yisur would be unlimited. Then the yisur would be for everybody because yadayim sheinu mechichos havin yadayim. It certainly is a valid lashon, but it would be a neder for hegdish. It would be a more powerful neder that would ask the kikar for everybody. So that's how Abaye defends himself from challenge number one. So meisvei the Gemara says, okay, we'll bring you another challenge. Let's say a person has a behema walking in front of him, and he says, Harei zo chatos, this should be a chatos. Harei zo asham, this should be an asham. So, afal pishu chayiv chatos v'asham, lo amar klum. Even if the person who was saying that happens to be chayiv a carbon chatos, happens to be chayiv a carbon asham, whatever he said is not binding at all, and the animal remains chulin, because the chatos and an asham are not bab in the dava. They can only be brought as a payment of the chov that a person has. A person has to be chayiv to bring them. So if he says, just stam, this is a chatas, even though he happens to personally be mechuyav a chatas, it doesn't sound like he's being makdishit l'shem his chiyuv chatas. It could just be that in addition to whatever his chiyuv is, he wants to be menadiv this as a chatas, and that doesn't work. But if he says, just slightly differently, he adds one letter to his sentence, harezu chatasi, harezu ashami. He says not that this is a chatas, an asham. This is my chatas. This is my asham. Then im hoye mechuyav, if the taka was chayiv in those karbanos, then dvar of kayamin. Then it's going to be binding, and the kedushas chatas or kedushas asham is going to be chal on that behema. So tiyufta da abaye is not a tiyufta da abaye, because if abaye is right that yadayim sheinu mechichos is havin yadayim, so how come in the reisha if he was mechuyav chatas and he says harezu chatas, it's lo amar klum, at least let it be a yad, let it be yadayim sheinu mechichos, and yadayim sheinu mechichos havin yadayim. So shouldn't we be able to finish his sentence? He said harei zu chatas, shouldn't we be able to fill in e, right? Harei zu chatas e, we should at least be able to finish the sentence that the fellow started. Now the Rush writes that we're talking about dafka when he says harezu chatas harezu asham, that he's talking about an asham vadai, and that's why if he only says harezu chatas harezu asham, it's lo amar klum, because an asham vadai is eino ba b'nedava. But if a person just says harezu asham like the Bryce's actual asham, meaning if he actually uses the words harezu asham, says the Rush, dvar of kayamim, that would actually be binding and that would actually grant kedusha to that animal, because asham stam could mean Ashram Talui. And Ashram Talui is Bab Neder Nedava. Even though a regular Ashram is not Bab Neder Nedava, an Ashram Talui is. That's a Beferish Gemara in Mesechus Krisus and Dav Chav Hei. A Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar says that Misnadev Adam Ashram Talui Bechol Yom. And it's called an Ashram Chasidim. That a person could be Misnadev and Ashram Talui every day. And it's considered an Ashram Chasidim that a person is Misnadev each and every day. So the Rush just makes that Ha'ara that if you take the Brisa too literally, you come out with the wrong halacha. That it's not harezo chatas, harezo asham, that lo amar klum. It's harezo chatas, harezo asham vadai, lo amar klum. But if you were to say harezo asham, then itaka is amar klum. But bottom line is that over here we have a tiyufta on abaye, because if you say harezo chatas, harezo asham, shouldn't that at least be yadayim, shein and mechichos? So Shitu Gvetas quotes a re'aim that anyway this price is problematic, because by hekdish, l'chori, you don't need dibor or yadayim at all. Hekdish is chal b'machshava. We learn from pasuk nediv leiv olos, pasuk in divrei yamim. So if you're miskabin to be mafresh this as your chatas, so it's chalas hekdish anyway, because hekdish is so powerful that you don't even need by a neder. You need bitois vasayim. You need to say something by hekdish. You just need to have a machshava lehekdish. So what's going on in this brisa? This brisa saying harezu chatas harezu asham. Ask the guy what he meant. If he meant that it's going to be his korban chatas, that's it. So that's what he meant. It's chal b'leiv. So three possible suggestions are made by the Rishonim, Achronim, explaining the Rishonim. First possible suggestion, Shittim Gvetz's quote, somewhat of a cryptic Lashon, and he writes, V'shema b'makom da'asi limiti de lo ba'i davar hanidar v'nidav lo shayich l'midrash bay nidiv leiv. That maybe when it comes to something that one could make a mistake by, that you wouldn't need something that's neither v'nidav, we're not going to make this drasha of nediv lev, that things are chal b'machshava. Unclear what exactly that means. So the Achronim have to sort of fill in the blanks. And they suggest that maybe there's a typo over there, and what it should say is, v'shema b'davar da'asi l'chavaso, v'lo bayi davar anidar v'nidav. Maybe something that's coming to fulfill a chiyuv, where the makdish doesn't want to be noder or no dave. He only wants to pay up his chov, so lo shayich l'midrash nediv lev. Meaning, the by karbonos chova, we don't say nediv lev, because they're not coming b'nedivas alev. And therefore, the whole drasha that we have, that a person, that hektish is going to be chal b'makshava without dibur, is from pasuk of nediv lev. Karbonos chova aren't the generosity of your lev. Karbonos chova are something that you're obligated to do. So it's not from a person's own personal generosity, and therefore that whole drasha doesn't apply. A second possibility, the Avnei Nezer writes in Yeridaya, Simen Shin Vav Sif Hei, that the mashma'us of the Rambam is that the din that hektish is chal b'machshava is only in that you're chayiv to bring it, but the kedusha saguf is not nitfas on the behema with machshava. Meaning, yes, hektish is chal b'machshava, that if I have machshava, then I'm going to commit something to hektish, I now owe something to hektish. It's a din mamonis issue. I owe something to Hagdish. Normally, when I'm making kinyan with other people, you need to actually do an act of kinyan. When you make a neder, you need to actually say something. By Hagdish, it's so powerful, it's such a force, it's such a magnetic force, that I only need to have a machshava. But as far as kedusha of the animal, the kedusha is not going to be chal on the animal with machshava alone. The kedusha is going to require some sort of dibur. Karen Ora suggests a third possibility, that when a person decides that he wants to be motzi Hagdish, that he wants to do it verbally, then it's not going to work b'machshava. Meaning, enochinami, hektish can work b'machshava if that's how you're being makdish something. But if you're using a different method of being makdish, you decide that you want to be makdish by verbalizing, then your makshava alone doesn't work. So over here, where the guy says harezu chatas, he clearly wants something to be chal al yedei dibur, and he didn't say it. He didn't say it properly. He wasn't mashlim v'lashon. He didn't say harezu chatasi. And therefore, it's an invalid dibur. It's an invalid way of being mashlim that dibur. He wasn't mashlim the dibur, and the hektish is not going to be chal. That's a little bit tricky, because lechora every dibur is just an expression of what is already b'machshava. So every dibur is preceded b'machshava. So at what point does he have to plan on being motzi b'piv that he's being makdish? But anyway, those are the three suggestions that are made as to why you need yadayim at all. Meaning l'chora, you don't even need words over here. So anyway, but back to the Gemara. The Gemara used this as a challenge on Abaye, because Abaye said that Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos are Havyan Yadayim according to all the Tanaim, but over here you see that when you say Arezu Chatos, Arezu Asham, it doesn't work. That let that be at least Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos. So Amalach Abaye, Hamani Rabbi Yehudihi. Abaye will say, no, that's going like the Tana that holds Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos, Allah Havyan Yadayim. Remember in Mesechus Gittin, there was a machlokas tanaim whether yadayim shein mechichos or havin yadayim or lo havin yadayim. So that same machlokas you have in Gittin applies over here by Nedarim, and that follows the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, wait, v'abayu damar anodamri afil Rabbi Yehuda. The whole questioning of the whole Gemara, the whole daf today, was based on the assumption that Abaye said that all the tanaim in Gittin agree when it comes to Nedarim, that even Rabbi Yehuda holds yadayim shein mechichos are lo havin yadayim. In Mesechus Gittin, that's only in Gittin, but over here he would agree. So now Abaye is saying, when as soon as there's a brisa that sounds like Yadayim Shein Mechichos or Havin Yadayim or Lovin Yadayim, he's right away pushing that on Rabbi Yehuda. Oh yeah, Rabbi Yehuda also Yadayim Shein Mechichos or Lovin Yadayim. So says Mar, yeah, Hadarbei, Abaye changed his mind, and he is now Moda that just like this Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in Gittin, whether Yadayim Shein Mechichos or Havin Yadayim, so too that same machlokas carries over to Nedarim. So says the Gemara, we finished yesterday's daf by saying that Abaye holds Yadayim Shein Melchichos are Havin Yadayim. Rava holds Yadayim Shein Melchichos lo Havin Yadayim. We then pointed out there's a machlokas tanaim in Gittin. Aren't Abaye and Rava just arguing in the machlokas tanaim? And both Abaye and Rava said that all the Tanaim agree with them. That even though there's a machlokas in Gittin, everyone agrees over here by Nedarim. Now we just proved that Abaye backed out on that. Did Rava also back out on that? Meaning, is this really, this machlokas Abaye and Rava, really just an extension of the machlokas Tanaim that we had in Mesechus Gittin? El lema Rava da Amar Krabi Yehuda. Maybe if we're backing out on Abaye saying that everyone agrees with him, and we're now saying that according to Abaye, there is a machlokas Tanaim about Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos, and he's just paskening like the Chachamim that Havyan Yadayim. So maybe when Rava says Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos Lo Havyan Yadayim, he's paskening like Rabbi Yehuda that Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos Lo Havyan Yadayim in Mesechus Gittin as well. So says Gemara, no reason to assume that. No reason to assume that Rava changed his mind. Because Amalach Rava could still say, just like he said yesterday, meaning in yesterday's daf, that Anoda Amri, he said it yesterday, that Anoda Amri, that I say that Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos Lo Havin Yadayim, Afil Rabbanan, even according to the Rabbanan who hold that by Gittin Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos Havin Yadayim, they'll be moded by Nedarim that it's Lo Havin Yadayim. Because Ad Kan Lo Kamri Rabbanan De Lo Binin Yadayim Melchichos, the Rabbanan only validate Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos El Gabe Get when it comes to a Get, because it's clear from what he's doing that the Baal is being Megarish his wife and nothing else. They know the Megarish is Shchavero, because what else could he mean? You can't be Megarish somebody else's wife, Avol Bialma, but when it comes to all other places where there's no clear evidence from the Inyan and from what's going on, what he means, Be'inan Yadayim Melchichos, then the words have to express what he means, because the actions aren't going to clearly express what he means. So therefore, at the end of the day, Abaye says that there is a Machlokas Tanaim, and I'm simply paskening like the Chachamim. Rava says there's no Machlokas Tanaim. That whole Machlokas Tanaim is only for Gittin. When it comes to Nedarim, you absolutely need Yadayim Melchichos, and Yadayim Sheinu Melchichos are lo havin Yadayim. So that's the Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Now the Gemara moves on to the second topic of today's daf, on the top of Amud Beis. The Gemara is going to bring several sveikos relating to Yad. The first suffix is going to be about Yad the Kiddushin. At the very beginning of Mesechus Kiddushin, of course, the Mishnah tells us that there are three ways to perform Kiddushin: Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. And the Gemara says that it's not enough to just give Kesef Kiddushin. The husband has to say something to the wife at the time of the Kiddushin. Hareya Mekudeshesli beKesef Zeh. He has to say, you are Mekudeshes to me with this. Our sugi is going to discuss whether there's a din yados on that amira. Does part of that statement work? These shilas come up all the time. Just got it last week that a chassan said to the guys, get nervous. You know, sometimes there's a discussion in poskim why it is that the chassan doesn't say the birchas erusin and the Masar Kedushin says it, especially the oldest birchas mitzvah, it's the chassan's bracha, it's not the Masar Kedushin. He can't even get a ram of Kadesh straight. So it's a good idea to have the Masar Kedushin say the birchas erusin. But anyway, so last week I was just asked that someone was at a chasana and the chassan said, Harei Mukadeshasli, Bitavazo, and he just left out Kadas Moshe of Yisrael. And he gave it to her. What was Masada Kedushin doing? How did he not notice? I don't know. He's asleep on the job. So how much of the statement do you actually have to say when it comes to Kedushin? There is a discussion in the Rishonim in Kedushin. Is the Amira at all important when you do the other methods of Kedushin? Meaning when you're giving Kesef or Shava Kesef like we do, so then the Amira is important. There is a Machlokas Rishonim by Kedushin Shtar. Do you need the Amira? Because Kedushin Shtar, the words are there. They're just in the Shtar. So do you need, in addition to that, an Amira, or do, meaning, because maybe we're assuming you're just giving the shtar as a pikadon or something, or no, since the words are in the shtar, the Amira is ki'ilu, it's happening. There's also machlokes by kiddushe bia. Some say you need an Amira to be megaladas, what the bia is for, that the bia is l'shem kiddushin. Others say that, no, we have a chazaka, ein ademos abilas obilas nos, so if he's having a bia, mistama, that we automatically assume that it's for kiddushin. But when it comes to kiddushe kesef, there's no machlokes. The achronim really struggle with this entire sugya that we're about to embark on over here, because they point out that by Kiddushin there is no din of bitoy sfasayim. By Kiddushin there's no din that you need to verbalize. The Amira is only to be megaladas, meaning to make it clear what the guy intends, that he intends to be mekadesh the Isha. So what do you need the Chiddush of Yadayim for? I mean, the whole idea of we'll fill in the rest of the sentence. Sof, there's an umdana that he means to be Mekadisher, and as long as he intends, it's just an expression of what his das is. The das is what works to make the Kiddushin. By Nidarim, it's not like that. Nidarim, you can have all the das in the world. You need bitois fasayim, you need to say something. Okay, so if I need to verbalize, I need to say, the words matter, so then you can have a whole sugi of Yadayim. By Kiddushin, how could you have a whole sugi of Yadayim to begin with? The words aren't really critical when it comes to Kiddushin. It's the das that's critical when it comes to Kiddushin. So every Achron pretty much takes their stab at answering that question, but this is the basic sugya over here. So by Rav Papa, yesh yad the kiddushin olo. Do we assume that there's a din yad by kiddushin, and even a partial statement is going to work for kiddushin, or not? Or do we assume that there's no din yad of kiddushin? By Yadayim Melchichos, there's no, and therefore, even by Yadayim Melchichos would not work. I mean, if you hold that there's no Yad Kedushin, we're not talking about Yadayim Sheino Melchichos anymore. That was a question by Nedarim. By Kedushin, we're asking the whole concept of Yad. If you don't say everything you're supposed to say, does it work or does it not work? You definitely, the din of Yados is in the Torah with regard to Nedarim and Nazirus, and which are Hukash to Nedarim and Haramim, which are a form of neder, but there's no mefurish din in the Torah of yad when it comes to kiddushin. So if Papa wants to know, do I learn kiddushin from a binyan av from Nedarim? That's how the Ran and the Rashba learn our Gemara. Do I learn Kiddushin from Binyan Av from Nedarim? Or no, maybe Dafka by Nedarim. There's a din of Yad because they're very chamer, that they're chal, even with Dibur Bialma. And therefore, Yad is going to work like the Iker Dibur, as opposed to Kiddushin, where it doesn't have that chumra, that Dibur Bialma works. In order for Kiddushin to be chal, you need to be mitzarif a maisa with your Dibur. So maybe the Yad doesn't work to be the Dibur that it attaches to your maisa. Tulsa brings a raya from the Gemara earlier that you cannot learn from a memetzinu the din of yados, because the Gemara says that we make a hekesh between Nedarim and Nazirus, and without that hekesh between Nedarim and Nazirus, I never would have had a din of yados by Nedarim just because of a memetzinu that we have it by Nazirus. And also we're going to have later in today's daf about yad lepeya, that without a hekesh between peya and karbanos, I would not have derived a memetzinu from Nedarim. So Tulsa said that the tzad that is the yad l'kiddushin can't be like the Ran says, that it's a memetzinu, that just like you have yad by nedar must be memetzinu, that you're going to have it by kiddushin as well. No, it's the reason that you would assume yad l'kiddushin is because the lashon of kiddushin is similar to the lashon of neder, because nedarim are a lashon of hegdish. The ikur neder is hatfasa b'davar hanidar, means that I'm treating it like hegdish. That's what a neder is, that I am hereby making this item ki hegdish. That's the hatfasa of a neder. And kiddushin is the lashon of kiddushin also is a lashon of hegdish. It's a remarkable statement of Tosfos. Meaning, when we talk about kiddushin, we always assume, yeah, kiddushin is just a word. Meaning, yeah, she's asr al kulei alma ke hegdish. She's asr to the whole world like hegdish is asr. But we could have just said she's asr to the whole world like chazer, but that wouldn't have been so nice. So we say like hegdish. We use a nice term. No, what you get from Tosfos is that there's something biyasoda inyan, that there's something about hegdish that relates to kiddushin, that the dinim of yados are going to be shayich, and we're not going to be able to, and we can even learn from memetzinu. We can't learn anything else in memetzinu from nedarim, but kiddushin is going to be able to be learned from memetzinu. So it's a remarkable statement of Tosa. I think one of my chavrusa's lists when we were learning kiddushin is how many indications there are that kiddushin is associated with hegdish. Razor has a list somewhere of all the places where we see that kiddushin is like hegdish. So again, by Rav Papi, yesh yad the kiddushin alo. Is there a din yad when it comes to kiddushin, or is there no din yad when it comes to kiddushin? So Gemara explains, hey chidami, what exactly is the case? So ilei madamar lalisha harei mukadeshesli. If you say to the woman harei mukadeshesli, and you give her two prutos, and while you gave her the two prutos, you then add b'toch deidibor va'amar lechavirta va'anami. You turn to her friend who's right next to her and you say, and you too. So pshita haynu kiddushin atzman. Everyone would agree that definitely works as a kiddushin gamur on both women, because there's no tzad, even a tzad rachok, to explain that he means anything else other than va'atnami, that you also are mekudeshes to me. That's clearly what he means when he turns to the friend. Both prutos that he gave to the first woman, one of them is for her own kiddushin, and the other prut he gave to the first woman is for the kiddushin of the second woman, and the first woman was the shliach of the second woman to receive that kiddushin. So that's not a shayla. El kagon da amr la liisha harei mukadeshesli va amr la lechavirta vaat. No, the case is, he says to one woman, again, two women in front of him, he gives woman number one two prutos, and he says, harei mukadeshesli, and betok deidibor, he turns to the second woman, he says, va'at. But he doesn't say va'at nami. He just says va'at. Now, if he gave to the second woman a pruta, and he said va'at, that wouldn't be a yad either. That would be a lashon gemura. Point is, he gave both prutos to the first woman. So the Rishonim point out that it has to be this precise case. Say he didn't say the word nami, nor did he give the second pruta to the second woman. He gave both prutas to the first woman. So mi amrinan. Vat nami amala l'chavirta. Do we assume that there's a din of yad by kiddushin? And there's an umdana from the mashmaos of what he's trying to do, that he wants to be mekadesh the second woman, and therefore we can add in the word nami v'tafsi b'kiddushin l'chavirta, and therefore there's a tfisas kiddushin on the other woman. Oh, Dilmar, maybe no. Maybe there's no din of yad by kiddushin, and just the umdana of what his das is not enough for us to attach extra words onto a sentence, and you need a very clear statement, and he didn't give a very clear statement, and it could be that he meant something else. Va'at chazai amala l'chavirta v'lo tafsi b'kiddushin b'chavirta. Maybe what he meant to say to the other woman is, and I want you to watch this, meaning harei mukadeshesli to the first woman, and va'at to the second woman, and you take a look at what's going on over here. So the Tosfos points out that this whole suffix is only if he hadn't been asukin ba'osu inyan on kiddushin with the second woman, meaning if he hadn't dated, he hadn't spoken to the woman in that context about kiddushin, but if he had just spoken with her about iske kiddushin, then she's miskadeshes even without amira at all, right? That's what the Gemara says in the beginning of Sechus Kiddushin, that dibor, like we said before, dibor is not really binding by kiddushin. So if it's just a sugan boso inyan, it's obvious from the inyan that kiddushin is happening. So that alone would work for a kiddushin. So we always have that in the back of our mind. If a person says a partial lashon of kiddushin under the chuppah, she's in a white dress, he's in a nice suit, and they're under a chuppah, and everyone just paid for this wedding, and it just based on the whole asuk and bosu Indian, you have that possibility that the kedushin is called. It happens to be we paskin in Eben Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch writes bekesef ketzad. How are you mekadish nisha with kesef? Nosin la b'fnei shnayim. Pruta or shava pruta in front of two edim, you give her either a pruta or a shava pruta. Va'omer la hare ad mukadeshes li bazeh. That's it. That's all the mechaber says. Hare mukadeshes li bazeh. So the Achronim discussed. Do you even need the bazeh? Maybe hare mukadeshes li is enough. And then the Ramah says v'yeish amrim sheish lomer la kadas moshe v'yisrael. That some say you should add in kadas moshe v'yisrael v'chei nagin lechadchila v'chei nagin lekadosh b'tabas. Fine. There's reasons for all of those things. But really, just hare mukadeshes li is the core. But the mechaber adds in bazeh that you say mukadeshes li v'tabazu or bazeh to identify the item. So anyway, says the Gemara, Umimi Baile, the Rav Papa, does Rav Papa really have a suffix whether there's a yad for Kiddushin or not? From what Rav Papa says in Maseches Kiddushin, it's Mulchach that he holds that there is a yad for Kiddushin, and there's no suffix, because the context over there in the beginning of Maseches Kiddushin is that Shmuel says if a person gives kesef to a woman, and he says, Arei Mukadeshes, she's Mukadeshes. And Rav Papa's Medayik from Shmuel that he didn't say that the guy said to the girl, Arei Mukadeshes, Li. Without the Li, it's Yadayim She'ena Mechichos. Because it could be that he's not being Mekadishur for himself, he's being Mekadishur for somebody else. He's a Shliach to be Mekadishur for somebody else. So if Papa asks Abaye, does Shmuel really hold Yadayim She'ena Mechichos, having Yadayim, and just saying the words Harei Mekadesh without the word Li is going to work? But Legabe Nazir, we find that Shmuel holds Lo Avin Yadayim. So based on that, the Gemara asks, from the fact that Rav Papa says to Abaye in the context of Kiddushin, Mi Savar Shmuel Yadayim Shena Mechichos Havin Yadayim. Does Shmuel really hold Yadayim Shena Mechichos or Havin Yadayim? And Rav Papa doesn't ask on Shmuel only because Rav Papa's only question on Shmuel is that it's Yadayim Shena Mechichos. Mechal Desfile the Rav Papa Diyesha Ad LeKiddushin. Sounds like had it been Yadayim Mechichos, Rav Papa would have had no problem. His whole problem with Shmuel is how could you say Areya Mekudeshes works? It's Yadayim Shena Mechichos. I don't know if you're a Shliach and you're being Mekadosh for someone else, or if you're being Mekadosh for yourself. It doesn't mean anything to me. So you see that clearly that Rav Papa holds that Yadayim does work. His only Shaila was about Yadayim She'ena Mechichos. So now all of a sudden in Maseches Nedarim, in the first paragraph of Nedarim, Rav Papa is going to say that he's Mesupuk about Yadayim, whether Yadayim works by Kiddushin. So the Gemara answers, even though Rav Papa is Mesupuk, whether there's any din of Yad whatsoever by Kiddushin, he couldn't have asked on Shmuel about that, because it could be that Shmuel was not Mesupuk about it, that Shmuel holds that there is Yad the Kiddushin. So Chada Migo might disfear Leila Shmuel Amaleila Abaye. Rav Papa was asking on Abaye based on a stira within Shmuel that by Nazir Shmuel holds Yadayim Shein Mechichos Lo Havin Yadayim. By Kiddushin Shmuel seems to hold the Yadayim Shein Mechichos Havin Yadayim. Rav Papa says I can't ask on Shmuel based on what I hold because Shmuel could disagree with me. I might hold that there's no din of Yad by Kiddushin. Shmuel clearly holds there is, but I could ask on Shmuel based on what Shmuel holds. How come Shmuel holds the Yadayim Shein Mechichos doesn't work for Nedarim and does work for Kiddushin? So that's why Rav Papa asks on Shmuel in that vein. So that's all when it comes to Yad for Kiddushin. Now the Gemara says, and what about for Peah? One of the Matnas Aniyim that we give a leaf for the Aniyim is when you harvest your field, you leave off a corner of the field. Pasuk in the Torah, Lo Sechala Pa'asadcha B'Kutzrecha. Now, Min HaTorah, there is no shear for Peah. You leave one stalk of wheat in the corner of your field, that's going to work. And not only that, and there's no shear lemaile either. You could make your whole field peya, but the chum give a shear mi lamata, that a person has to give at least 1/60th, has to leave at least 1/60th of his grain for peya. So by Rav Papa, yesh yad lepeya o ein yad lepeya. If you're going to assume, this is the way the Rishonim say, if you're going to assume that yad does not work for kiddushin, what about for Peah? That dafka, if it doesn't work for Kiddushin, because the Rashba explains that the chiluk between Kiddushin and Peah is that even if there is no Yad for Kiddushin, because the Torah never says there's a Yad, so we cannot learn from a Memetzin from Nedarim, because Nedarim is Chal al Yidei Dibor alone, and therefore it's more Chamor. But maybe there is a Yad the Peah, because Peah is Hukash le Karbonos, as far as Bal Ta'acher is concerned. That since there's a din of Bal Ta'acher by Karbonos, we say there's a din of Bal Ta'acher machar by Peya, so maybe Peya should have a din of Yodos as well. So Eichi Dami, what's the case? Ile medamar adin unyalavi Peya. He says this row in my field should be Peya. Vahade Nami. Then he points to the second row and he says, and this one too. So Hayi Peya Mal Yisehi. That's clearly, he clearly means that the second one should be Peya. No, Kikami Bayil Kagonda Amar Vahadein Velo Amar Nami Mai. The case is he said Vahadein, but he didn't say the word Nami. So now is the second one considered to be Peya? So are there Yadus for Peya or not? So Mechal Duchyamr Sadukula. So the Gemara just interrupts for a moment and says Mechal Duchyamr Sadukula Tavi Peya Havi Peya. The implication is that if you were to declare the entire field Peya, then it would be Peya. How is that the implication? A good kasha. The Rishonim struggled with that. They try to figure out, where did you see that anywhere? We never spoke about the whole field. Some of the Rishonim say we must be talking about that the whole field is only two rows, and that's why there's a possibility that the second row is also Peya, so it must be that the whole thing is Peya. So says Gemara, in, yeah, that's the din, like when we're dying from a papa, v'atani, minayin shim rotza lasus kol sadeh peya osa, tamlam, pasadcha, that you could taka make your whole field Peya, and that's perfectly fine. So now, back to our original question. Mi amrinu kivin de iskish le karbonos. Do we assume that since we make a hekish between Peya and karbonos, ma karbonos yeshem yad af Peya yesh le yad, so just like there's din yad by karbonos, there's din yad by Peya as well, odilma ki iskish le bal ta'achar de iskish, or maybe the hekish is limited to that one issue of Baal Ta'acher. The Hecha Iskish, where do we find such a Hekish? The Tanya, because the Brisa elaborates from the Pasuk, it darshins everywhere in the Pasuk, Me'imach Zeleket Shechol Peya. And that's a Chelek of the Pasuk that also talks about Karbanos. So we see in the Pasuk of Baal Ta'acher, that's the Pasuk of Baal Ta'acher. So we see in the Pasuk of Baal Ta'acher, we already make an allusion to Peya. Okay, so that's the Suffolk about Peya. But tomorrow we'll pick up with the Suffolk of Yodos when it comes to Tzedakah. Oh, yeah. Let's see.